Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
The greatest economic show on earth.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Federal Reserve gets back to its high wire act this morning. It's trying to strike a fine balance with interest rates. Cut too much, wake up inflation. Cut too little, send the markets into a tailspin. Investors are counting on some kind of rate cut today. So far, stocks are down overseas. In Europe, shares are down about 1%. The Asian losses today were between 1 and 3%. The Dow gained 96 points yesterday to 12,480. The NASDAQ climbed 8 to 2358, and the S&P 500 was up 8 points to 1362. The board of French bank Société Générale met today in Paris. The bank is dealing with an avalanche of bad press in the wake of this rogue trader scandal. The headline in one French paper today was, "Bank Chief on Ejector Seat." Our European correspondent Stephen Beard is here. Stephen, how'd you like to be a fly on the wall in the meeting today?
How would I not like to be the chairman, Daniel Bouton? He's undoubtedly going to come under a lot of pressure when he's had the French president himself, Nicolas Sarkozy, hinting that heads should roll over this affair.
And I know that Société warned that it does not want any other banks trying to swoop in and take it. Are there other banks that would like to buy it?
Well, all sorts of rumors are swirling around. It's suggested that BNP Paribas, France's largest bank, is extremely interested. And that in itself has pushed up SocGen's share price by 10%. And the rumor has it that the president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is actively trying to promote a takeover by BNP Paribas in order to thwart what he would see as the ultimate national humiliation, France's second largest bank being taken over by a foreign bank.
And what about the rogue trader? Is he talking?
He's singing like a canary. It's claimed in a French magazine that Kerviel made a profit of something like $750,000 in 2005, betting that the London stock market would fall just before the July the 7th tube bombings. He made the profit, and he claimed that he was told by his bosses at the time, well, you were lucky this time, but next time you could lose. We can't go on like this. However, they pocketed the profit, and he says they allowed him to carry on working as before.
And the rest is history. All right, Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
We're expecting an announcement from the company Altria today. Altria's plans are to spin off Philip Morris International. It'll keep Philip Morris USA. What will it do with the American market? Good question. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from North Carolina Public Radio.
It's an uphill battle for cigarette companies in the U.S. Smoking here declines every year, and that trend's expected to continue. Analyst Greg Warren with Morningstar says that puts added pressure on Altria and Philip Morris USA to branch out.
I could see them potentially making an acquisition like UST, which is a big smokeless tobacco producer, just to sort of diversify their revenue streams. Because as it stands right now, they're just collecting money for the states.
Under a 1998 settlement, U.S. tobacco companies, including Philip Morris, pay a portion of their revenues to states each year to cover tobacco-related health costs. Philip Morris recently bought cigar maker John Middleton in an effort to become less dependent on cigarettes. Meanwhile, parent company Altria also has a 20% stake in the company that makes Miller beer. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with more than 70 national patient organizations to educate and support patients and their families. Online at Medtronic.com. By LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over 1 billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
The checks are halfway in the mail. The House voted overwhelmingly yesterday to rush tax rebate checks to most Americans. Now the Senate gets a hold of the stimulus package. Some senators think it's a bad idea. Others want to expand it. Commentator Robert Reich says beyond the rebates to taxpayers, there's an even bigger problem with this plan.
Perhaps the silliest part of an already silly stimulus bill is a provision giving corporations big tax deductions this year on the costs of new machinery. These deductions are normally spread out over several years. The idea is to get businesses to invest in more machinery, which will stimulate the economy. But accelerated depreciation, as it's called, doesn't work. Almost the same tax break was enacted in 2002, and studies show just about no increase in business investment as a result. Why? Because companies won't invest in more machines when demand is dropping for the stuff the machines make. And right now, demand is dropping for just about everything. This tax break exemplifies the illogic of what's called supply-side economics. The thinking goes, if you reduce the cost of investing, you'll get more investment. What's left out is the demand side of the equation. Without consumers who want to buy a product, there's no point in making it, regardless of how many tax breaks go into it. Which gets us to the real problem. Most consumers are at the end of their ropes and can't buy more. Real incomes are no higher than they were in 2000, while food and energy and healthcare costs are all rising faster than inflation. And home values are dropping, which means an end to home equity loans and refinancing. Most of what's being earned in America is going to the richest 5%. But the rich devote a smaller percent of their earnings to buying things than the rest of us because, after all, they're rich, which means they already have most of what they want. Instead, the rich invest their earnings wherever around the world they can get the highest return. Now, add all this together, and there's just not enough consumer demand out there to keep the American economy going. We're finally feeling the whirlwind of widening inequality and ever more concentrated wealth. Supply-siders who want to cut taxes on corporations and the rich just don't get it. Neither does most of official Washington.
Commentator Robert Reich was Labor Secretary under President Clinton. His latest book is called Super Capitalism. We have a place where you can rant and rave. It's the Marketplace Confessional. You can find it online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.